Welcome back to the programme. It's the start of a new month. Brian Lloyd of Entertainment.ie joins me again to guide us through some of what's coming up on TV and the cinema. Now, I want to put my hands up and say I must be the only person in the whole of Ireland that never saw The Great British Bake Off and loved it.
Yeah, I wasn't really a fan of it either, to be honest, but it definitely does have its audience. I mean, people really do enjoy
Mega
it.
Mega audience, yeah.
Yeah, completely, yeah. And even with the whole thing with Paul Hollywood and all them leaving, and or, well, the I guess the host leaving and all what have you, that didn't make any odds to it at all. But yeah, it's another year, another batch. Sandy Talsfig and Noel Fielding are back as hosts. And what people may not realise as well is that it's actually filmed way in advance. So there's a good chance that if it's not already halfway through filming, it's near the end of it. They normally film, I think it's like about 2 or 3 months in advance. And of course, a couple of years ago, it was Prue Leith actually tweeted out the actual winner before it was announced.
Bit of a nightmare. Bit of a disaster. I presume all the panel watch this all the time and practice their baking.
Great British Bake Off.
I've never seen it.
This is like the last time it was on. It was Love Island. Nobody watched it either. I'm not surprised, to be honest, but however.
Ray, you're not a good baker.
Seen it.
No. Oh, okay.
Come dine with me. It's much more entertaining.
Much better, yeah.
Right, moving on swiftly. Anyway, the point is there was all sorts of controversy between the BBC and Channel 4.
Correct.
But the change didn't affect the audience.
No, not at all. In fact, if anything, I think bringing in new blood kind of actually helped to keep it more relevant. It didn't make any odds to it. And like I said, Sandy Talsfig and Noel Fielding, I think, have really kind of taken their own kind of twist to it, like, and done really well with it.
Right. Now, moving on, you're going to a comedy show?
Yeah, Aislinn B and Sharon Horgan's new show. It's called This Way Up. This is on Channel 4. I mean, you know, Aislinn B and Sharon Horgan, they're absolutely hilarious. I think actually Sharon Horgan had a thing in the Sunday Business Post today, a great interview with Nadina Regan. But yeah, this show stars both of them. Aislinn B plays teaching English as a foreign language teacher who has a nervous breakdown. Horgan plays her older sister. So while she's worrying about her younger sister, she's also worrying about her own life choices, and then she comes into the school as well. And of course, when you bring in a school, you have a wide variety of characters that can come in and out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at Catastrophe, you look at any of the work that Sharon Horgan has done, and it's been fantastic. And pairing her up with Aislinn B, I think it'll be really strong. So,
right.
Yeah, very interesting to see this. And that's out Thursday, August 8th on Channel 4.
On Channel 4. Okay. And now to the cinema.
Yeah, this the first one that I have is Blinded by the Light. Now, this is a sort of a biopic, sort of a musical. It's inspired by the life of Guardian journalist Sarfraz Manzoor, who wrote a book called Greetings from Luthner, I think it was, or something like that. But it was basically based on his life and how Bruce Springsteen inspired him to become a journalist, inspired him to kind of, you know, take ownership of his life and what have you. And also as well, I think it was interesting was the fact that there was a lot of comparisons between Safran's life and Bruce Springsteen's life, and that he had a very tumultuous relationship with his father. His father was, you know, a traditional Pakistani. He wanted, you know, his son to go into, you know, some sort of a trade, like a doctor or a lawyer or something like that, and the son wanted to be a writer.
I don't think they called them trades.
Trades.
The law trade.
Or the bone saw trade, or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Sure, they're not. It's the professional classes, then, if you'd prefer that.
No, it's not that I'm saying, but I've never heard them described.
Well, yeah, well, they wouldn't describe it, but I think everybody else would. A job is a job. But anyways, as Safra starts his first year at the local sixth form college, his world is open up to the new music of Bruce Springsteen, and who he might no longer be seen as cool by his peers, but the lyrics kind of inspire him to take all of his destiny. And that starts Friday, August 9th.
I think his daughter is involved in the RDS next week, but I'm not sure. Quentin Tarantino.
You're not a fan, I take it?
No.
No, okay. Well, his latest film is called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and this stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt.
Right, I like them.
We like them, well, that's good. Yeah, well, we're getting somewhere. This is set in...
I love Tarantino.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Why?
Magnificent. Oh, I love his films. I think they're... I mean, go back to Pulp Fiction. Class.
Right, okay.
Gets better.
Well, this is, you'll like this then, because this is actually quite similar to Pulp Fiction in that it's kind of short stories tying together in one broader narrative. It's set in Hollywood 69, and Leonardo DiCaprio plays a TV star called Rick Dalton, whose career is kind of on the downward trajectory. His next-door neighbour is Sharon Tate, played by Margot Robbie. Now, what they've kind of done with this is that, you know, there was a lot of controversy about Margot Sharon Tate's character, that she doesn't have a lot of lines in it, but she's actually a very, very big presence in the movie. And I think what they were kind of going for was Sharon Tate's career was on the upward trajectory and Leonardo DiCaprio's character was on the downward trajectory. So it's basically showing Hollywood in the 70s from both perspectives, on the way up and on the way down.
Okay.
Now, there has been some controversy as well about the fact that Sharon Tate, as we know, was murdered by the Charles Manson family cult and what have you. And the ending of it, I don't want to give it away, but it definitely does take some liberties with it. It definitely does change certain things, and it also as well deals with the violence that kind of surrounded
it's
Hollywood.
It's the violence that puts
it is, yeah. Out. I mean, it's. Yeah. I mean, I will say it's quite a violent film in parts, but it's also a very funny film. I mean, I think that's the thing that people don't necessarily give the credit to Quentin Tarantino, is that he can handle black humour and black comedy very, very well. And again, it's not for everybody. I know you're kind of looking at me.
I'm not. No, because the main thing and kind of is the violence. I just don't go for it.
It is gratuitous, but like, I mean, he's kind of following the tradition of like Brian De Palma and what have you. It's that kind of Grand Guignol kind of ending. But yeah, no, this is interesting. I saw it last week. This is out Wednesday, August 14th.
Right,
you've
okay.
sold it to me.
Yeah, no, it's good. It is.
You,
I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
right.
I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Now, back to television. This is kind of one of those heartwarming documentaries.
Yeah. This tells the story of the visually impaired late toy show host, or star, I should say, Michael O'Brien, as he rises to Davy Fitzgerald's challenge of giving him, giving the Wexford hurling team a motivational talk. Now, Michael O'Brien, who's from Killarney, he stole the hearts of the nation when he reviewed Braille books on the toy show. Davy Fitzgerald, of course, turned up and, you know, they were so impressed, and it was all very, very interesting. When Michael met Davy, that's on RTE1 Monday, August 5th at 6:30 p.m. So that's tomorrow.
Right, okay. That would appeal to what age group?
I guess it'd appeal to everybody. I mean, I mean, people who loved the toy show and loved that whole story, I think, will enjoy it. People who enjoy GAA will enjoy it as well. So, right. Yeah, it's a great story. Yeah.
Okie doke. Now, Netflix series returning, and this will be our last one, I'd say, glancing at the clock.
Yep. Mindhunter, this was a very, very interesting true crime procedural series on Netflix, and it starred two Holt McElhaney and Jonathan Groff. They played these two FBI profilers, and it was basically about the kind of the creation of the behavioural sciences unit in FBI, which is kind of where the likes of Thomas Harris got the inspiration for Hannibal Lecter and Silence of the Lambs. It's basically about how they created the terminology that we now use to describe serial killers. The second season follows a serial killer was working in Atlanta and it was known as the Atlanta Child Murders.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very dark, very, very grim, but very, very well directed. It's directed by David Fincher.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much indeed, and that was Brian Lloyd.